The following is an initiation lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on June 27, 2007, in Vancouver, Canada.
Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupagada Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, today we are bestowing Brahminical initiation upon one disciple. This Brahminical culture is very important. Therefore, Prabhupada has given second initiation. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur also has given the second initiation. It is to empower the devotee in the primary activity of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. After one has taken the first initiation and has proven that they are steady in their practice, then they can be further empowered in their practice by being made a Brahmana. Brahmana is described in Bhagavad Gita, Shamadamastapachausham Chantir Arjavam Evacha Jnanam Vijnanam Astikyam Brahmakarmas Pavavajam. Controlling the mind, controlling the senses, being austere, being clean, being honest, Arjavam, having full faith in the scriptures, having theoretical knowledge of scripture and being fixed in the practical application of scripture. These are the qualities of which Brahmins were. Actually, I know the most important qualification is that one is chanting 16 rounds regularly. When I went to receive my Brahminical initiation from Srila Prabhupada in 1975 in Atlanta, he had one question and one question only. He said, "Are you chanting 16 rounds regularly?" You see. So the qualification is to be very fixed in following the vows of one's first initiation. And then one can be further recognized that, yes, this person now is fixed in their practice. They can be recognized as a Brahmana, one who is qualified to go on the altar and offer the arti to the deities, and one who is qualified also to teach. A Brahman means one who knows what is Brahman and spreads the knowledge of Brahman to everyone that he meets, you see. So, of course, in the Vedic culture, there are the four varnas and four ashrams. The Brahman position, Prabhupada explains, actually Brahman means he is the spiritual master of the entire human society. Of course, if one is Vaishnava, one is actually qualified as Vaishnava, then they are automatically Brahman, even if they are acting in different capacities for livelihood. In the Vedic culture, a Brahman would never be an employee, for example. Under emergency, he could act as Vaishya, or he could act as Kshatriya, but he could never act as an employee. But Prabhupada explained, he had one disciple, who's now one of our big leaders, actually, Gopal Krishna Maharaj. At the time, he was working a job. I think he was in Toronto at the time, Montreal, working a job. And he was thinking, "Oh, now I'm a Shudra." But Prabhupada, no, he said that no. So even if one has to, in the present situation, work a job, if he is fixed in Krishna consciousness, he is accepted as Brahmana. The Brahmins are actually very, very glorious in the Vedic culture. Prabhupada gives a very nice story One brahmana in the kingdom of that king, Krishna Chandra, just like near our Mayapur in West Bengal, there is that city, Krishna Nagar. You may have heard Krishna Nagar. So, some centuries ago, the king of that area, he was Krishna Chandra. So, he heard that there was a Brahmin in his kingdom who was poverty-stricken. So he thought, no Brahmin in my kingdom should be poverty-stricken. They must all be well-situated materially, you see. So he went to that Brahmin. He was living under a tamarind tree, and he was teaching. In the daytime, the students would come, and he would teach Sanskrit and bhakti and like that. So the king came, he said, Brahmin, I have heard that you are poverty-stricken. I have come to bestow wealth upon you. He said, what do you mean, poverty-stricken? Don't you see? I'm living under this tamarind tree. And my wife, she takes the leaves from the tamarind tree. And these students, they come for lesson. They bring palmful of rice. And she boils the rice and with the tamarind leaf. We are living very opulently here. What do you mean, poverty-stricken? No, thank you. I don't need any. So you see, this is Brahmana. He is simply happy to give this knowledge, that's all. That is actual Brahman. He studies the Absolute Truth and he teaches the Absolute Truth, and whatever, he depends on Krishna, whatever his maintenance may be. If that requires him, if under his guru's direction, he's working job, that's all right. He's still considered Brahman. Whatever his guru says, he does. If guru says you live under a tree, and he does that. If he says you start a business and make, $10 million to build temples, he does that. You see. He is simply acting under the order of his spiritual master. Whatever will help to push forward the knowledge of Para Brahman, Krishna, that he accepts. So Brahminical initiation means one has to reaffirm one's vows taken at first initiation. To become very, very sober and very, very fixed in Krishna Bhakti. The mind of a Brahman is very peaceful. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Nakankshati, you see. The Brahman means he is free from hankering and lamenting. He is equipoised. He doesn't allow himself to be, blown this way and that way by the modes of nature. He studies. Oh, this mode is now acting, that mode is now acting. It's like a weatherman studies the weather. He can study his own psychic movements and be detached from them, you see. That is Brahman. He's not carried away by the winds of the modes of nature. So these brahminical qualifications are the platform from which one can build Krishna Bhakti. Brahman means he is situated in sattva guna, the mode of goodness. So that is the launching pad or the platform from which one can then enter into pure Krishna Bhakti. So therefore we do stress the Brahminical culture. Even though it is not the absolute platform, it is a platform which enables us to enter the absolute platform. It is like when you go to want to fly somewhere, first you must go to the airport, and then from there you achieve your destination. So Brahminical culture, that is the airport. Brahminical culture means no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. Become free from sin and absorb yourself in devotional activities. And by these Brahminical activities, you will be gradually elevated to the position of pure Krishna Bhakti. So, in this way, you now must take your vows of becoming Brahman that you're now accepting most seriously and not be carried away by the modes of nature. Keep yourself always on an even keel. Brahma-bhuta prasanatma. No hankering, no lamenting. Simply always blissfully engaged in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.